DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Modo Casino. Modo's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Modo, America's social casino. Play for free on Modo.us.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, Aaron. You are on The Burt Show. How are you today?
I'm well. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
If I'm you, I'm a little curious what this means also, man.
Yeah, I could use a little help here. I'm in a little bit of a quandary.
All right, so what's going on inside? Now, you don't do any of the decorating in the house.
I don't do any of it.
Okay.
I don't do any of it, which has been great. It's been great until I was awoken recently to what's happening in my own home. I've been married to Samantha a couple of years, and after we got married, we got a townhouse together, and she did all of the decorating, and it looks great. We get compliments all the time. It looks fantastic, and she did it, you know, the whole thing is all done, top-notch. It looks great. But then I had a buddy of mine come to town last week, and his girlfriend came with him, and they stayed with us together, and then after they'd been there a couple of days, my wife was talking to my friend in the kitchen or something, and my buddy's girlfriend said, she came over to me, and she was like, hey, how come there are no pictures of you in the house? There's pictures like up the stairway, and they're in the kitchen and living room, everywhere. And she was like, there's none of you anywhere.
So you didn't even notice it. It took a girl coming to your house to notice the problem.
Yeah, I don't look at the pictures. They just look nice, and there's like nature pictures, and you know, a picture from our wedding. But then I didn't want to say anything like in front of my wife and embarrass her or anything. So my friends left, and I started looking around, and I did a count. I went over, the more I saw, the more it looked, I couldn't believe it. So I counted, here's the breakdown. You want the breakdown?
Yes.
Here it is. I went through the entire house. There are 42 pictures in the house.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
42 pictures. Uh-huh. 42 pictures. I'm in two of them.
Oh.
pictures of my family are two others.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then she's got 18 with her and her friends. She's got five of pets. We have a dog now. He pictures in three of them, and then she's got a couple old cats from like her and her college days with her cats.
Get
in her dorm
more
room.
Pictures than you.
There's
do.
As many pictures of dead cats as there are of you.
She's got 11 of her friends. It gets worse. She's got 11 of friends, and then she has four. There are four pictures of places we were together. Like our honeymoon, there are four nature pictures where I was there. I remember her taking the picture, and I'm not in it.
That's jacked up.
Okay, I'm going to ask some questions because I'm going to eliminate the obvious that she doesn't think you're attractive. So the how old are the pictures? How old are the pictures of her and her friends?
They go back all the way to college.
How many of the pictures do you think are of the last year of her?
From the last year?
Yeah. Are there any pictures of her up from the past
not
year?
Not a lot. No, not a lot. Maybe four or five Maybe four even, not a lot.
Because two things come to mind. One, she is, because I have friends like this who are so vain that they take pictures of themselves just to take pictures of themselves and say what they look like at the moment. And then they, you know, like they're picture whores. And then the second thing is women use pictures to motivate themselves. So if she found these pictures that she loves of her, she will have them up in the house to always be constant motivators for her.
Melissa's being kind here, but there are five.
Or you're ugly.
There are five.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Are you a homely fellow?
I'm trying to be nice.
Are you attractive?
There's a dead cat that she deems cuter than you.
They've got four total pictures of his family. Four, including him. They've got five of family pets in the house.
I was trying to be nice.
All right. Plus,
I'm not a model or anything, but I don't think I'm hurting the picture frame or anything. I think she could put up a couple.
Well, and what makes me think that he's okay is that the friend's wife, like the female, said something to you. So if you were really ugly, she would understand and not have to ask you why.
404-741-Q100. What can this mean? Elena, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I think it's just not photographic, you know. I do it with my husband, too. It's like, you know, you're not there, you know, so why put a picture of you?
Because it's your husband!
Do you smile?
It's not like he's ugly, it's just like he's not photographic. He probably makes funny faces. I don't know.
But he is your husband, though, so how is it possible that you can put all these pictures up and you think your husband's an attractive guy, right?
Well, yeah, I think that, but I don't know. You know, when I put those pictures up and I have family over or things, they'll start making fun of him. So I don't even bother putting pictures of him anymore.
All right, so what you're saying is your family thinks that he's funny looking?
Yeah.
So you would rather make the family happy and take his pictures down than have them make fun of you?
Well, it's kind of upsetting, you know. So it's not like he's ugly. It's just like he makes faces, funny faces when, you know, when I take pictures of him. And if I do have pictures of him, I usually have them on my, you know, camera or my phone, but not up in the wall.
Her family doesn't find you attractive.
Blood's thicker than husbands.
Wow.
So what you're saying to this guy here, this Aaron guy, Elena, is that his wife does not think that he's a good-looking guy.
Photogenic.
Well, her family.
Well, probably. Just her family. You know, she might have issues with her friends and family, you know, seeing him on photos or things.
Her family doesn't find him attractive. Her friends don't find him attractive. What a blow.
Aaron. Now, your wife likes pictures, Bert. Have you ever done a count?
I have not gone, but I will today. And I am quite sure that her side will outnumber mine, but that's for obvious reasons. But as far as me being in,
what about significantly?
I'll take a count today. I bet it's not even close.
What about you, Jeff?
Actually, the big thing that we have with pictures in the house, I did. It's like a big countertop, and I printed out a bunch of pictures that I had on my computer. Mm-hmm. So I would guess I'm in the majority of them.
Yeah, if Jeff is decorating the house, I'm guessing that there's. No,
you know what? I'm actually going to go count
picture
mine
his
too.
His face over the fireplace. It's just his face.
I'm going to be a little humbled if there's more than me, more of me than Jessica.
Good morning, Laura. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, I was just calling in to say I think that everyone's reading into it a little bit too much, and I don't think there's anything wrong with having a few photos of nature and pets. I think that's pretty normal.
You're the girl that takes pictures of herself with your camera, don't you?
No, I don't. But I do think that, like, you know, when you're in college and you have all those photos of your friends and
Laura, sweetie, there are 42 pictures in the house.
Five percent of them are of him.
He's in two of them.
That's
well,
five.
Let me ask something. How old is this couple? How old are you guys?
29.
I'm sorry?
How 29. Old are you guys?
He said 29.
Oh, see, I mean, they probably just moved in together. She probably had all these pictures left over in frames and just got lazy. And
there are pictures from their honeymoon.
She decorated the entire house. That's time consuming.
I'm telling you, everybody knows these women. The ones that check them out, even in the glass of pictures that are framed, it's not a mirror, but they see their reflection and they check themselves out every time they see a reflection. Like, I think that she has collected these pictures of her and her friends over the years, like people collect baseball cards, or like guys because these are my favorite pictures. I look good in this one. I look thin in this one. My hair looks good in this one. My makeup looks great in this one.
Well, there's none that her husband's in that she likes?
She moved in, and then she put them all
Please
up.
Please stop. Hey. Let's put you in this
Seriously.
Guy's place, okay? So,
oh, I am.
Right. There's no pictures of you in your own house?
There are far more pictures of Katie Jo than there are of me.
And
absolutely. Body. No, because
Aaron,
I know
how long,
she's hotter than I am.
How long have you been married, Aaron?
Two years. Two years, and then since senior year in college.
since senior year. So you, but 3 years long now? Like, you've been married for 3 years or two? I didn't hear what you said.
No, married a little over two.
So you're married 2 years, and how long did you date before that? Approximately.
Senior year, we were approximately 2.5.
Okay, so you guys have spent 54 months together.
Oh, that's quick. Show off.
Well, I have a lot of friends who have young children, so I'm used to doing that much better. So you guys have spent over 50 months together, and she couldn't, in those 50 months, she only found two pictures of you. That's an average of one acceptable photograph every 2 years.
Why are you piling on this guy,
man? Why are we doing math?
I'm piling on her.
I was trying to help with her personality, but otherwise, you're ugly. I mean, so.
Hey, Aaron.
One of the pictures is I'm 7 with my mother.
No.
Dude, so there's one adult picture of him in the house.
That doesn't even count.
When was that other picture from?
The one picture we have is from Disney World. And it was a family reunion thing, and it's me and her, and Mickey's between us.
Oh, dude.
Oh, no.
Here's a different Aaron here. Hey, Aaron, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey.
This guy is looking for a problem because he lives with her. Why does he need a picture of him up in the house?
How can you guys defend this?
And I've been married for 6 years, and there are no pictures of my husband or my kids in the house.
How can women call up and defend this? Why not?
Why not? Why? I live with them. Like, I understand the baby pictures and everything, but that's what photo albums are for.
Are there pictures of you up in your house?
No.
Well, he's saying there's pictures of plenty of pictures of her with her friends and her family.
My family growing up.
You know, she sounds like the sorority type, and I have lots of friends who are in sororities, and there's tons of pictures of them and their friends. They won't remember the good times, but why do you need pictures of the people that you live with? If he wants a picture of himself, tell him to go to Walmart and buy some frames and frame some pictures and put them up.
That's crazy.
So her argument is that the focus of the Her point was that the wife is focusing those pictures are of the friends and of the family, and she just happens to be in the pictures. You know what I'm saying?
That's a load of crap.
Right. Just say that was her argument.
Let's take how many pictures of her in the house there are completely out of it.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the fact that they've been together for almost 5 years, and there's only two acceptable display photographs of him. Technically, scratch that, because he was 7 in one of them. So that might as well have been the picture that came with the frame. So there's one acceptable photograph, and my guess is if Mickey wasn't in that with y'all,
it wouldn't be up.
How could you help but not be offended? Hey, Karen, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Hey. I am a photographer, and we have 2 kids. I don't have many pictures of my husband around the house except for with the kids, but I just don't want to put those, you know, dating at the bar, you know, arms around each other pictures up. I want something that's eye-pleasing, and it's not that I don't think he's attractive. So tell him, suggest going to get their pictures made and see if she's willing to put those up on the wall, and then he can really worry.
Karen, what are you saying here, though? So you're saying that your husband isn't eye-pleasing, so you won't put pictures of him up in your house?
No. I just don't want those, like,
the bar pictures,
beer in the hand, and I'd be excited if I have... Nobody ever takes pictures of me and him anymore.
But they
I'm the photographer.
But they did get married, so there's wedding photos. They did go on a honeymoon, so there's honeymoon photos. I mean, those aren't in a bar, necessarily. Those are vacationing and backpacking and having a good time.
For now, I think he probably shouldn't worry unless she's like, nah, I don't want pictures, or I don't want to put these on the wall.
There's cats in frames.
Dead cats.
Oh, trust me. I know. I just really think that if she's a decorator person, she'd be more excited to put something like that. I don't know. I just feel that she doesn't have little extras around, though.
May I ask a question, Aaron? Are there any pictures of your wife wearing her wedding gown?
Yeah.
Who's in that
picture?
Who's in that picture with her?
Her bridesmaids.
Oh, my God, honey.
Come on.
I was there.
She's a supporter.
I mean, it's completely selfish on her part. I mean, I'm just seeing her with these box of photos when you moved into your townhouse, and her so excited because I'm projecting because Katie, when we moved in together, she had a box of pictures. So excited. I finally get to decorate this place. It's my responsibility, honey, to put the pictures up. And so she pulls out all these pictures, and they're her college friends, her brother, her mother, everybody's in all these pictures. There's a few of us, but I have confronted her even when we're on vacation and she's got the camera. She has turned the I'm sorry, honey. She's turned the camera on herself more than she's turned it on.
Oh, no!
Now she's a hottie, though. So she's a hottie, and I get it. I get it. But, I mean, and it doesn't hurt my feelings, and I joke with her about it, but I think that She's definitely selfish. But
let me just take a call from one person taker. That actually selfish believes that it's ridiculous that he's not in any pictures. Linda, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hi, Barry. How are you?
Good. Please be the voice of reason here.
Okay. I am a photographer. I am on my way to work right now. I take pictures of couples, individuals. I have men that come in and say, hey, I just want some pictures for my wife. And they come in and they take pictures and then their wife loves them. Yeah. It's ridiculous that she doesn't even have a wedding picture up on the wall.
Yeah, dude, you got to take back your house, man.
The voice of reason is that she thinks he's ugly. That's the what everybody wants to think. But I'm trying to come up with other scenarios, dude. I'm trying to help you out.
Aaron, that's got to hurt. That's got to hurt.
I mean, seriously, if you want to just full on, if there's 42 pictures and there's one adult picture of you, she does not think you're photogenic.
No.
What do I do?
You go and you have to put your own pictures up and see what she does.
I would talk to her. I would ask her. I would confront her about this. It's not a big, you know, deal breaker. I would ask her, look, honey, do you not think I'm photogenic?
This is a maddening point that I've been making for years here, Aaron, that women take over the damn house, man. I mean, all we have is one room. It's us and the rest of them.
If y'all decorated the house, it'd look horrible.
You give us our office. If we get that, you come in there, you organize that, you're throwing our clothes away without getting our permission. Take back the damn house, Aaron.
And you're marking your territory with self-photographs.
Right.
Well, hang up your own photos.
Oh, hey, Aaron, you know what? Will you do this real quick? Or not right now, but and then email us back or call us back.
Yeah.
Will you go to her Facebook page and look through the pictures on her Facebook page?
No. Why are you doing this to him?
Because this is going to tell us if she has... She's going to tell... This is going to tell us if she thinks he's... Because how easy is it just to go to Facebook and hit upload? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's definitely going to be pictures of him up there, right?
We do. I would really like you to do that, and I would like to talk to you again tomorrow.
Honey, I'm sorry you're ugly.
No.
Oh. That's a little harsh. Sorry. I'm just kidding.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So, you know how we do the local Snopes, the urban legends that exist just in Atlanta? It started over a year ago with the fact that there's a tribe of people who live at the bottom of Lake Lanier and go about their daily business. There's a Kroger down there, church, and they just live their whole life down at the bottom of Lake Lanier. And we throw that out there and prove that it's true or not true.
Sort of local myths that people have more information on than we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are some of the other ones that we've done? Just random things.
There was the one at the tavern where somebody called us up and said that at the tavern they will line the girls up in front of the managers. And the manager will go from one girl to the other and go, too fat, you look good, not enough there, yep, too much here, and go right down the line and, like, pinch them and stuff like that.
Did we prove or disprove that?
Well, the owner called up and said, that's not true.
I'm sure.
But we had other calls saying that it was true, so we never really got closure on that whole thing.
And then we did one with the Westin, you know, with the windows out.
Oh, that's right.
Or when it was the tornado, the building shifted.
3 inches or something that, right. We found out that wasn't true.
That the Westin's actually located in Smyrna now.
It moved.
So it's no mystery, right, that Chick-fil-A is a Christian operated or not, no secret, rather, that Chick-fil-A is a Christian-operated business, right? I mean, they're not even open on Sundays.
And that's why they're not open on Sunday.
And Truett Cathy, right? That's his name. I always want to say Kathy Truett, but it's Truett Cathy is the founder of Chick-fil-A, and he's a very religious man. We'll never open on Sunday. That's the day of rest, the Lord's Day. That's just the way he operates his business. That's no secret, right?
It's supposed to be an amazing company to work for.
Right. Supposedly, the urban legend that we are going to try to figure out now, and obviously this is an easy one to prove or disprove because we just need Chick-fil-A people to call up or people who know people who've worked for Chick-fil-A.
Right.
But that operation in terms of the Christianity is almost run military-like. To the point where...
That's the rumor?
Yes.
Well, there's a specific rumor we're looking for.
To the point where if you are a Chick-fil-A manager, or I guess once you reach some level in the Chick-fil-A, I don't know if it's a store manager, a shift manager, a district manager or something, but once you reach a certain level, if you go through a divorce, you have to go through a Chick-fil-A boot camp type thing in order to remain with the company. That's the rumor.
In order to stay married or after you've gone through
it? I think it's...
In order to stay with the company,
In order to stay with the company, I think, because they obviously it's illegal to say you can or can't get divorced, but because it's so Christian that if you do go through that, they kind of... They don't smile upon it, so they make it...
So the boot camp is for what if it's not to save the marriage?
Well, I think it's... I think if you're going to go through it and you want to stay with the company, you have to take their... And this is what we'll clear up because I'm not 100% sure. But
it sounds like the point would be to try
to try to save the marriage. And then if you can't, it's maybe to work through the problems.
Look, whatever they have to do to get those milkshakes the way they are. Because if you haven't had a Chick-fil-A milkshake yet, then you have missed out on life. If
to me, it's all about the waffle fries.
Yeah.
Chicken sandwich.
I remember my wife, when she was pregnant with Hollis, went there every single day for an iced tea, large iced tea, and waffle fries.
I know
every
people who
single day.
Get their sweet tea every morning.
Yeah.
Every single morning.
Really?
And for me, oddly, the only day I crave it, Sunday.
Oh, of course.
When they're not available.
Never craving Chick-fil-A.
How many times have you like,
you
want to
tell them your idea? Go ahead, tell them your idea.
We talked about this yesterday in the post show. One of my friends came up with the idea over the weekend to have a shop that opens just called Sunday Filet. Serving the exact same food, but only on Sunday.
Because you want it so badly on Sunday.
Yes, so badly.
the only time you crave it.
404-741-Q100. The rumor that we're trying to solve here is if you're an employee of Chick-fil-A, if things are going pretty bad in your relationship, that Chick-fil-A, do they demand or...
Supposedly there is some process that you need to go through if you are a Chick-fil-A manager, that if you're going through a divorce, if you and your spouse are getting divorced, either... before you file for divorce or afterwards, in order to remain with the company, you have to go to their marriage boot camp.
Good morning, Elizabeth. You are on Q100. Hello.
Hi. My sister works for the Chick-fil-A Corporation, and it's not like run like hardcore like Jeff was saying. They do like offer therapy and stuff, but it's not required, and they don't frown upon it. It's actually a really chill company to work for, and my sister loves it.
I've heard it's a fantastic company to work for.
I've heard the same thing.
But I've also heard that they are a little very passionate about the Christianity side of the organization.
I think the word you used was militant.
Yes.
Good morning, Michelle. You are on Q100.
Can I be on the voice disguiser?
Voice disguiser, please.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I work for Chick-fil-A. Been there for quite a long time. I have friends that are talking about divorce, and they will send you through marriage counseling. It's not a requirement, but they strongly encourage it. And it worked for them. They wound up saving their marriage. But it is very militant. Women are usually not allowed to move up very far in the company. I've been there almost 10 years, and I'm not even a manager. That tells you anything, and people...
Now, let me ask you this, though. When you look at other women in the company that started the same time you did they work up? Or is this a you thing, or is this a Chick-fil-A thing?
The Chick-fil-A thing. We've hired men into our store as managers who have never had Chick-fil-A experience whatsoever.
Have you applied? Have you applied for those positions?
I have.
But as far as the divorce thing and getting counseling in order to remain with Chick-fil-A, you know that not to be true.
It's not true, but they strongly encourage it, that you go through counseling and try to make your marriage work because it's a Christian-based company.
And if you don't take them up on their offer to go through counseling, what happens to you at that point?
I mean, they can't terminate you for that, but...
Actually, in Georgia, I think.
But you go to hell.
In Georgia, they can terminate you for anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, they can't discriminate.
They can't tell you that's what they're asking you
right.
for.
Right.
They can find a way.
You stole a nugget.
Right.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey.
No, it is not true. Like I said, it could be recommended, but every store is run independently, so whether girls can move up or not, that's on the operator of that store, because there's plenty of girl managers at the one I work at.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure.
Good morning, Ashley. You are on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi. I do actually work for Chick-fil-A. I'm one of the managers, and as far as I know, and I've been told from my operator, if you go through a divorce, you do not have to go through any required therapy or anything like that.
Okay. So it is suggested but not required.
But it's definitely offered, and it would be made available.
Which I think is a pretty cool thing.
It's
a great thing.
You would lose your job if you didn't.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing.
I don't know why anyone would divorce someone who's got a supply of waffle fries unlimited at their beck and call. Like, I think that's the person who should go through therapy.
Here's Rob. One more call here. Good morning, Rob. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, I have a friend who works for the company. Actually, I have a number of friends who work for the company. And this individual kept their divorce secret for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They never mentioned that there was a boot camp or anything of that nature. They did keep it secret. Once it did finally come out, they received a lot of concern and helpful advice. And when they finally started dating someone, there was a lot of additional concern to go ahead and get married. So I don't know if there's a boot camp, but I think the phrase they used was they seem overly concerned with that aspect of their life.
Now, was this coming from corporate or was this coming from an individual store?
Corporate.
Okay. Mm. Thank you.
All right.
And we'll take one more. Good morning, Tracy. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hi. Yes, I also know somebody who was, he was living with his girlfriend, and they took the store away from him because after several, warnings, I guess, of you need to be married and you can't live with someone.
What?
So they took it away from him for living with someone.
See, I don't know why I have this, I feel like an obligation to defend Chick-fil-A for whatever reason. It's just, it seems so far-fetched that would be the reason that they would take a franchise away from this guy. Like, I wonder if that's the reason why he's telling you that, but really there was something else.
Maybe.
I don't know. I know that just in talking to other people that, they are pretty strict about stuff like that. It's about marriage and it's about, Christian values, and living with somebody doesn't fit in with that.
And he was told by the company they encouraged him to marry. So
exactly. They
mentioned something to him about his living arrangement.
Exactly.
Wow, that seems like that would be a lawsuit ready to happen right there.
Well,
if
it's part of the agreement. Like, not if you agree to do business with the company and these are the parameters you agree to do business under.
I guess if you sign on the bottom line.
Yeah, if
you know,
sign their employee.
I'm going to apply at Chick-fil-A. See what they say about it.
They are not putting you on the front line. I'll tell you that right now.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moto Casino, America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
She's trying to meet the man of her dreams, but her friend thinks that she's doing it in kind of a shady way.
Hmm.
And I think this may be the first call that we have taken from a Burt Show listener that's trying to get hooked up via Twitter. We've done Facebook, of course, mm-hmm. MySpace, mm-hmm. of course, online plenty of times.
I'm trying to figure out how she's doing this. Like, how she's going about doing it.
Yeah, you can only do it in 140 characters right. at a time. So
apparently that's all you need.
Maybe she's not even contacting him. Maybe she's just watching.
Mm. Oh.
Well, when you're talking, you guys have said this before. When you're talking to dudes, are they saying anything after 140 characters that is really worthwhile?
No, not really.
Maybe not.
But you do need more than one picture, so Twitter makes it tough for that.
Here is, does she need to be on the voice disguiser?
No, but that's not her real name.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not my name.
Hey, Rachel, good morning.
Mazel tov.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Fine.
Good. All right. So you are trying to hook up with the man of your dreams, quote unquote, through Twitter?
Yeah. This is a guy that works with me. He works in a different department. I don't actually know him, but I'm getting to know him, so to speak.
Okay. How so?
Well, I mean, I'm following him and his friends on Twitter. And the reason I'm doing that is so when I do finally, meet him in person, mm-hmm. that I'll know a little bit something about him. I'm, like, doing my homework.
So I think there's anything wrong with that.
So I think it's romantic, right?
What have you learned about him so far?
Well, what I know right now is he's a huge college football fan.
Okay.
Huge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Gators fan. And so I know that the Gators played in the national championship last year against Oklahoma University. So I've been kind of keeping up what's going on with Tim Tebow, because, of course, he must love Tim Tebow.
Right.
So I've really been following Tim Tebow's career as far as what's going to happen with him this year and going on ESPN and, just trying to stay abreast of football.
So far, he's really smart. I mean, he picks the right
You lost four-fifths of the room with the Florida thing, but we sort of still understand.
Sure?
I
am with your friends. Are you sure you want to follow this guy?
I think he's perfect.
Now, did you know anything about Tim Tebow before you decided that you were going to win this guy over?
Absolutely not.
So everything you've learned about Florida and Tebow and the national championship and college football all came about since following this guy?
Now, there's a fine line here, but at this point, I don't think you're doing anything wrong. This is an advantage now when you're dating, is that you got the internet.
Yeah.
Way back in the day, you had to actually create conversation and sort of learn about somebody beforehand.
Right.
I mean, during. And now you can go online, follow them on Facebook, go to Twitter, and you get a better sense of who the dude or who the woman is before you go out. And that can only help unless you take it too far.
Right.
Well, I can say, too, the other thing that I've learned about him is he watches cooking shows, which I found odd for a guy, but he really likes Southern foods.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's really into Southern foods. So, I've actually started, experimenting with cooking Southern foods. So I've kind of been going on as far as, learning how to cook certain dishes that I think that he may be interested in eating.
Okay, baby, now you're getting close.
So when you guys get married, you know exactly how to cook what he likes to eat.
Well, here's the thing. It's like if a guy did this and, and it was found out later and it would be charming. Oh, how sweet.
I don't know.
But with her, with a woman, it's going to be creepy.
I don't think I agree. I think if a guy were following Wendy on Twitter like this or following me on Twitter and kind of compiling a thing, at a point it gets creepy.
Well, it's the point where she's not doing research anymore. Now she's actually learning how to cook based on what he likes. And to me, that's...
I mean, is definitely something endearing about you wanting to get information about him. And it is charming. And it would be charming on a guy's side to a point.
But if in the first date they were together and he said, I love Southern cooking, and she ran right after that first date and went and got cookbooks and learned how to cook, you think that's different than her learning on Twitter that he likes Southern cooking and her trying to cook
ahead of time. I think they're both too much.
It's too much too fast. You can never tell him this, right?
You don't think so?
Can we establish that no matter what happens?
No. You cannot ever tell him you've done this.
Yeah, there's got to be some years after you guys get married before you confess this to him.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, I guess.
No.
It's yes.
I see yeah. your mind going, I don't agree with you. And I'm saying, no, you must agree with us because you'll come over as psycho to him for sure. Because these guys in here think you're psycho right now.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, the last thing I believed in, he really likes the peach pie. So, like, I went in and I made the peach pie and I got the ice cream. And I just kind of felt like, you know, the more I learn about it, the better.
Okay,
no?
Now how much interaction have you had with him in the office?
I mean, we've been on the elevator before, but, like, I've never met him in person. I just know his name.
Okay,
he's in a different department than I'm in. So I just figure eventually we're going to cross paths, like at a company picnic or, you know, something like that. So I just want to make sure that I'm well prepared.
Why not just go introduce yourself to the guy?
What?
Like, I mean, it sounds crazy. I know. It's a little out there. I mean, it's far-fetched. But, I mean, how about just going and say, hi, my name is, and then
you better just squash that kind of
attitude. Well, after I do my homework, yeah.
Well, how much homework do you
need? The profile of him.
How much homework do you need to do?
I know what his friends like. I know who his friends are, like who he hangs out with, because of course it's on Twitter. So I know kind of where he's doing on Fridays and Saturdays, and you know. Whoa.
Have you gone to any of those places yet?
I'm planning on it.
How much homework do you need to do, honey?
Especially to introduce yourself, it takes 2 seconds.
And it also has something to do with never really meeting the guy. I mean. If you've gone out for a couple of different times and you're excited and he's excited, maybe there's something different here, but you haven't even had a conversation with this dude yet.
No, but I will once I feel like I've done all the research. But I think the more you know, the better.
Why are you so interested in this guy in particular?
I mean, he's just my type.
What does that mean?
He's just my type. I can tell. It's physically,
he's hot.
Anyway. And by what
yeah,
I see,
exactly
sure,
what
I believe
he's
is.
Good looking. So,
Hold on one second. Good morning, Kenneth. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. As a guy, I would think this would be pretty cool. I mean, she's learning a lot of stuff in general. She's learning stuff about herself that she might not have ever thought was cool. She might now like football, and if nothing ever works out with this guy, hopefully she would, if that happens, she would say, okay, it's not going to work out. But, hey, now I like Southern cooking, and now I like football.
Hey, Kenneth, let's role play here for a second, all right? You and I,
all right.
We finally get to our very first date, and you and I are hanging out at TGI Fridays together. And over dinner, I tell you that, you know, I just want to let you know that I went online to just find out a little bit more about you. And I know that you love Florida and that you're a big Tim Tebow fan. And I know that you enjoy Southern cooking. So what I did was I started to learn how to cook based on what you like. And I know you love peach cobbler. And I now make a mean peach cobbler. That to you on a first date wouldn't seem a little psycho?
On a first date, yeah, absolutely. You don't want to scare the person away.
You don't tell.
But I think later on, it's like, oh, you know, I learned a lot about you. Once you're in love, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I do pose the question, how much homework are you going to do? Like, how much further are you going to go with this?
Right.
Well, I figure about maybe another couple of weeks, and then
what?
Weeks?
Yeah.
Weeks.
You know, the better.
Well, that's why you talk to somebody. That's why you go on dates. That's why you introduce yourself. That's why you have conversations, interactions. You don't have to search them. It's a simple conversation.
Aren't you taking the fun out of when you actually have a conversation
yes.
with him and you start to learn about him? Aren't you taking the fun out of all that new experience?
No, this is fun.
I don't think so. I just think that it makes it now more like when we talk, then I kind of know what areas to indulge in.
But the thing is, you already know those areas. Why not just go ahead and do it? There's not much more research you need.
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan. That's the final plan. I just feel like I need to do a little bit more research.
Why are you scared to go talk to him?
I'm so not scared.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you
so
are.
Long.
Sure you are.
Yes,
you're
afraid
you
are? Of something.
You're preparing yourself so well that you don't fail. You're
yeah.
scared.
Why are you wanting to be perfect?
Well, it's not even about being perfect. It's about being prepared. There's a difference. And I
no.
just want to make sure I'm
no,
prepared.
You
I know
are
the longer
crazy.
I follow him, the more information that I'll find out.
No, mm-mm, that's crazy. Don't
hey,
be scared.
Miranda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Miranda, I just wanted to place a comment about it. I really feel like she sounds like the character off of Obsessed. The movie just came out with Beyonce in it.
<Uh-oh>.
Because I just saw the movie this weekend, and it sounds like the chick because they met in the elevator, and then she just went crazy. I just hope she don't get naked in the parking lot and then fight his wife. I hope he's not married. I mean, if that's something that she finds out, I really hope that she just leaves him alone.
Yeah, you're getting to a point where you're almost obsessed with this dude
it's
right now.
It's kind of crazy. Do you want me to come introduce you to?
I mean, honestly, I don't think I'm obsessed. I just think that I'm interested. It's different. It's not like I'm stalking the guy or anything. I'm just learning about him. If he didn't, I'm sure he's not putting anything out there.
It's not stalking. It's education.
If it was secret, it wouldn't be on Twitter.
How much of the day is spent researching this guy?
It depends on the day. But I do it daily. I do daily research.
But wow. like, what's the longest you spent in a day?
I don't know.
It is.
It would be probably on Saturday, of course, because I have more time. But I follow him, you know, pretty much throughout the day. I want to know what's going on, you know.
So daily, you are checking out this guy Facebook, doing more research on him.
I just need to, you know, I want to know as much as possible. The more you know, the better. Knowledge has never been a bad thing.
That's crazy. There is something you got to pull the trigger and do it.
There is something to be said for the fact that he is putting this out there on Twitter. Like, he is putting it out there in the public eye. She's just expanding upon it and learning more about herself.
She hasn't had a conversation with the dude yet.
Yeah, initially, I think it's a good idea, but she's taking it too far. Now, I do think there's something charming about, like, okay, I want to be, you know, like, I want to learn a little more before so I can have a conversation with him. I think that's charming. I think what you're doing, though, is, like Jen said, I think you're afraid to pull the trigger, and you're building him up bigger than he really is in your head.
Yeah, how could he possibly live up to this online reputation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Rachel, we got to run here, but I would love to talk to you in a couple of weeks or months or years when you actually have a conversation with this guy and you guys go out and all.
Very funny.
You can call, if you call us Collect.
It's funny, Bert.
It's true.
If you call us Collect from jail, we'll take that call also.
I'm so not going to go to jail, but maybe, you know, me and this guy may end up together. You never know.
Well, if you talk to him, that might happen.
You should try a conversation, yeah. Try to set something up. I think that's the next step here. I'm going to put you on hold. We already have all your information, so let's talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
If you have a date with the guy, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. You can never, ever, 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 ever tell him. Ever.
Ever. She's just like in that stalling mode. Stop stalling.
You know it's going to be great?
Just introduce yourself.
It's
going to
be
dressed like Michelle's.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great when she sends a tweet that says something along the lines, or when he sends a tweet that says something along the lines of, met the most wonderful girl today at Starbucks.
I know, right? And it's not her?
Yeah. Going out to dinner tomorrow night. Oh, what? Yeah. What? I know how to cook your favorite meal.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello. I'm sorry. My phone didn't even ring till just now.
No worries. No worries. So we're dying to know what happened yesterday.
Well, I did speak with him. It wasn't hard for me to get in contact with him at all. I left a message, and he called me right back. Okay. He basically had the same exact attitude that he had in the conversation with you. He was very positive. I'm so impressed by his attitude. But we did discuss it, and, you know, like you said, he's a very private person, so we discussed it, and we decided that it'd be best, you know, to handle the rest of it off air. But
of course.
But, yeah, he's exactly like he was when he talked to you. I was very impressed, and, you know, we're going to take things from here.
Did he? He must have at one point or another, or maybe he didn't. Maybe he was just trying to tread lightly. Did he say, "For sure, I am the father"? Right.
Yes, we did discuss that.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys discuss if you are going to have a test on just to make 100% sure if that's the case?
Well, I only spoke with him briefly, so it was basically a recap of everything that had been going on the past week, but I am supposed to talk to him again today.
Okay. Okay.
And does he want to meet her?
Yes, he does.
He does. Cool. Wow.
Cool.
That's so great. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I wanted to come on again just to say thank you to you guys. You guys, you know, really made a difference in my daughter's life, and especially with his positive attitude and everything. I think that's really what she needs. So I'm so grateful, and I will be a fan for life.
And you got what you needed too, because I sent you that conversation that he and I had, and there you must have felt great after you heard that.
I did. Thank you so much.
You know, we were saying this morning that she would have been looking for him when she was either 16 or 26 mm-hmm. or 56. Mm-hmm. And I think the longer you wait in a case like this, probably the less chance you have of actually finding that person. Zero.
Even right. if you waited 5 years, it would have been zero.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm glad this one worked out okay.
Yeah,
I'm not
too.
Exactly sure what to follow up with you.
It's going to be really superficial when we try to track down the girl who saw the hot guy waiting on her at Subway.
Right. You've raised the bar for us.
Are you going to be mad if she looks more like him?
I think she kind of does.
So, really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's got a little bit of me in there, so, she's beautiful. That's all that matters. Even if she probably wasn't, I'd still think she was.
How old is your daughter?
She'll be 3 months tomorrow.
Come on, she doesn't look like anything.
She does.
Three months, they start
sure
to look like
they
somebody.
Do. Yeah, they yeah. Do.
But it changes every 6 minutes. Yeah. Like you look at your baby and you're sure the baby looks like you, and then seriously, 2 days later, it looks like something completely
like
different.
A baby.
Right.
I mean, no offense. I'm sure Libby's beautiful.
Well, it's a little different than a newborn.
It's a baby.
Yeah, it's a baby now. It's got some character.
A little character, but they don't look like one parent or the other.
It doesn't have that filter fish jelly all over it anymore. You can see what it's all about.
Oh, nasty
bird. Hey, Megan, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
I just wanted to say that it's so great what you guys did. Love the show. Love listening.
We're still getting a lot of resistance from dudes on this whole thing. Wow. Did you hear the call earlier this morning, Lisa?
I did, and one of the things he wanted to make sure that I knew was that he does not feel like his life was ruined, and he understands completely, why
That's
I did
cool.
what I did.
That's awesome.
Good.
Here you go, guys.
Yeah. Good.
Here's Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. You're on Q100. Another Lisa.
Good morning, Bert. Good morning, Bert Show. I love
morning.
The show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say I spent the last part of last week every morning crying over this story, and it's nice to have a day to wake up and be happy at the ending. And this is one of your destiny moments, Bert.
Could be.
You never know. They might hook up and be just a great little family.
Have you entertained the thought of there being any sort of romantic relationship with the two of you?
That's not really something I want to think about right now. I think we just want to get to know each other a little bit better.
Right.
Yeah, because I don't want to freak him out, because the whole point was just for Olivia to her dad, so I don't think we should push it too far to where we're
and
putting
she's
them
been,
together.
And she's been very consistent,
yes,
Melissa.
She has. Yes,
Do
she
you
has.
Know if we should be too?
Do you know if he's in a relationship?
I don't believe he is.
Are you?
I didn't get that. We didn't get into that, but it didn't sound like that to me.
And are you in a relationship?
I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, she got her hands full. Hey, Chad, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, yeah, I'm just glad y'all did what y'all did. I mean, he's man enough to do his thing.
Man, and he's...
So, I mean,
but you're a guy.
Yeah, I'm a guy. I appreciate, what y'all did. These guys calling up, they're just not man enough to take responsibility.
We should have put him on the voice disguiser.
I know. How
All
can you be,
are
how can be a guy calling up saying that?
Yeah, and he's maintained that since minute number one, saying that, look, if this is the case, then I'm going to man up and I'm going to be in her life.
Good
so.
For him.
That's cool.
All right, Lisa. Thank you very much for sharing with us. It's been kind of an emotional week, really, for everybody.
It sure has, but, it turned out better than I could have even hoped. So, I'm really grateful for this from you guys.
Fantastic.
Good.
All right, keep in touch with us, and I totally understand and respect your guys' privacy here, and good luck with everything.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day, everybody.
All right,
you too.
Too.
Bye now.
This is The Bert Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.